Simply Red, Something Got Me Started here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday, everybody.
8 minutes past
weekend is
6
here.
O'clock.
We've done it. Eight minutes past. It is as well.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, no, and as soon as I turned over. See, that's how good Jim McCain is.
Foretells the time.
He can start to, yeah, and then land on it.
Anyway, welcome along. Happy Friday. Hopefully you're in good form. I'll tell you how good form we are in. We're going to play this.
Ooh.
Do you know what it is yet?
It's the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah!
And there ain't nothing better than that music, I can tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. Feel good Friday. Happy Friday to you here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good to have you along.
That's the problem.
Isn't it in the background? Just gives you a whole goose pump.
It actually doesn't even matter what we say when that's on the background. Do you know what I mean? You could be harping on about all sorts. We could be doing election results now with that in the background. It wouldn't even matter.
Yeah, hopefully it's going to be a good one for you. We're in cracking form, aren't we?
Cracking form today, yeah. Now I have to say, yeah.
Yeah, because all sorts of things happening next week. PJ off to do his filming. Young Offenders returning to the screen very soon.
I naturally, of course, have to
take time in sympathy.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Actually, couldn't let you go work alone.
Yeah,
I'll have to go and have a strong lie down.
Jim, I'm struggling to learn me lines. What'll I do? I'll tell you what. I'll take a week off. And then you won't have to worry about the show in the background. So there you go. Either way.
Also, we got a bit of good news there. You might have seen it on the old social media and whatnot with the couple of nominations into the last few of the New York Radio Awards.
Can you believe that Magical Michael is up for an award now?
This is your worst nightmare.
I'm sick to the stones with this one. So Jim McCabe has won an award for Comedy Radio Award, and now it looks like Magical Michael's got to win one.
But yeah, but in
I'm
fairness,
still waiting.
No, but you're
New
in,
York City.
You're in there.
So
you're
crap, they named it twice.
You are the winner of Radio Gaga, and that's in there.
I don't want to share an award with you.
Well, you can have it all to yourself.
No, you have your own one. I know you keep going, yeah, but it says your name in small print on the bottom. You know what I mean. And if that Magical Michael L.
It's all about the show.
It's not.
It's like the Magnificent Seven.
Well, then why do you keep rubbing it?
There's only roughly four or five of us.
Well, then why do you keep rubbing my nose in it?
I do not. I don't know.
He hung his award over my desk. Can I just once again say that? It's over my desk. Yeah.
I mean, like, everybody else is entering into the spirit of things. JP was on to say happy Friday. Guys, congratulations to both yourselves.
Yes.
And Mike for making the shortlist. May the best man win. And if Mike wins, we'll have two award-winning presenters on the breakfast show.
Do you see?
And PJ.
This is what I knew. This is what I was afraid of.
That's all. Look, like I said, it's like the Three Musketeers, except there's more than three of us, or the Magnificent Seven.
It's not.
There's just not quite seven of us.
It's like there's two Musketeers, and one of them died, and I'm D'Artagnan, so you're just bringing me along to make up the numbers.
Yeah, the Human League, Don't You Want Me Here at Classic Hits, almost a quarter past six. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It is a fabulous Friday here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. About to do the birthdays, we're just saying to PJ, normally on a Friday we do birthdays from the weekend. You know, we pick the kind of creme de la creme of the weekend's birthdays.
Yeah.
To put in on a Friday. But there were so many. I don't know what was going on in celebrity baby making land at the appropriate time.
Around 9 months from
9 months ago, whatever it would have been. Because the amount of really big name birthdays today and tomorrow is
unbelievable.
Yes, incredible. So
whatever it is around Halloween time.
Dark nights, PJ. Dark nights.
It is. It's the last of the hour, isn't it?
Must have been. Anyway, listen. So we've stuck to Friday, literally. And there's five biggies in Friday for you to have a go.
Right, okay, yeah.
And sure, later on, I might let you have a little sneaky peek of what Saturday did hold for you. Depending on how this goes.
Right, well, yeah. As long as you don't do that thing where you show me ones I already know the answers to, I'd be raging.
Right. One of your heroes, one of your legends. To start off, right, just to get you in good form. You ready for this?
I think maybe it's like a dream for some people, you know, sometimes to kick these kind of people. So I did it for them. So then they are happy.
They're happy?
Yeah, so he didn't do it for himself. He didn't do it because your man annoyed him.
No.
He did it for all those people out there who never get a chance to kick a hooligan.
Yeah.
He did it. And what happens as a result of it?
So then They're happy.
Yeah, good on you. And I have to say, there's never been a character like that in the game since Eric Cantona bowed out. Eric Cantona, what an absolutely incredible...
King Cantona.
I was so obsessed with King Cantona. I had a VHS tape of his playing sort of career on it. And oh my God, I watched it to death.
Did you?
To the death. I couldn't
get
enough.
Do you know what I haven't seen, and I really want to see it, is that movie.
Looking for Eric.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to see that.
Yeah. Is it as good as it sounds?
It's very good. Yeah, it's very, very good.
Because it's slightly low budget. Not low budget, but
it's Ken Loach, so he never spends a lot of money, even if he could. That's kind of his way.
Mm.
So it's relatively low budget, but deliberately so. And oh my God, it's brilliant. It's a fantastic movie.
I mean, and the other thing is, Eric Cantona on Instagram... and stuff. Mental. It's fantastic.
See the Willy and the Egg? Yeah. See that thing he did with the Willy and the Egg? What's that about?
I don't know. He is completely mad.
He's mad.
But I mean, some of the stuff he did around World Cup time and all that was brilliant.
Like, oh, fantastic.
Slagging off Neymar and all this.
He's just a hilarious gas. Proper old mad Frenchman. And I love when you read Roy Keane's book and he's talking about how the team... You know, back in the old days, that was been the days when you would, you know, win a game and hit the pub straight after, you know, and they'd all be there on their pints. And Eric Cantona would buy a bottle of champagne just for himself. Every round, that'll be his thing.
Fantastic.
Champagne. And like one glass, nobody allowed to have any. That was his thing.
He'd take one glass out of the bottle of champagne.
No, he'd have one glass so no one could have a glass.
Oh, right, sorry, he wouldn't be sharing it. He wouldn't be saying, here, Roy, do you want a drop of this?
Yeah, so even like, you know, on a thing on a Saturday or whenever, when they wouldn't have a training, or, you know, just on coming into the off season. Hey, y'all going out? We go for the one.
Yeah.
So Ryan Giggs would have, I don't know what he'd have. Someone else's missus probably. So, but you'd have, like... You know, Beckham might have a pint of lager or a bottle of Corona.
Beckham's case probably be a shandy.
I'll
just have a shandy.
I'll have a shandy, please. And then you get the old Steve Bruce and Pallister lads. They'd be a pint of bitter each, probably. And then Eric would be a bottle of champagne. What? Some local pub in Manchester.
Probably never even stocks champagne.
Where am I going to get that?
I'll have sparkling wines.
Sac la bleu. And then karate kicking him over the bar.
I have a bottle of Blue Nun.
Yeah.
What would that do you?
What is this?
Or Black Tower. It's only the two colours.
Sacre bleu!
I don't do red or white. I only do blue or black. Yeah.
Which are both white for some reason. But there
right,
you go.
King Eric. How old is he?
Oh, God. I'm such a big fan of his. He's... Well, he'd be early 50s, would he?
Yeah, go on.
52.
Ah!
Oh, no!
53.
Oh, no.
53.
Fact, anyway.
Well, that's a shame. Right, okay, let's rock through these. I tell you what, we stay with the football, right? Another great Irish... Oh, not Irish. Sorry, this guy is Irish. Eric wasn't, obviously. But this one is an Irish footballing legend. Paddy Bonner.
Paddy Bonner!
Yeah.
I was only watching World Cup stuff on the telly last night. I watched The Division.
Yeah,
the
RT
documentary.
I.
Yeah, after you sent me the message about it.
Yeah.
What a brilliant show.
Good. It was very good.
Great show. And of course, I cannot watch the Italy 90 Romania penalty shootout without getting all blubbery. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I get the wiggly chin and all. The chin is like, oh, Jesus, they are the days.
And the weird thing about it is Paddy, to be fair, comes out even better. I mean, everybody comes out of it well. David O'Leary's penalty is fantastic and everything, but Paddy's save is still the sort of iconic moment, isn't it?
The big mural on him on the flats and everything, and that iconic image that was in all the calendars and all of him just stopping the ball. Oh, right hand out, falling to the ground. Unbelievable. Oh,
and,
jeepers.
And
he ruined it in 94 when he did the handy over the head thing with the Netherlands. But that doesn't matter.
The handy over the head.
Yeah, do you remember he did the handy over the head thing? And it went in, God. But anyway, it didn't matter. Phil Bav ruined that as well, didn't it? Was it a feeling? I can't remember. It doesn't matter. We're talking
anyway,
the good
Paddy's
old days.
Still a legend.
Paddy's still a legend. Yeah. Absolutely. The king of Donegal at the time.
And which is some going.
I heard he laid an egg in 1990 and Shea Given came out.
Oh, Shea.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, actually. What a hero. What an absolute hero. I'm going to say he's a bit older now.
Yeah.
59.
Yes!
Yeah!
Well done.
Paddy Bonner.
We're back on track. And we'll stay with the sport, right? And we'll go to another one of your favourite sports, which I have to say, I cannot believe. But anyway, where are we going? We're going to cycling.
Yeah, I was wondering what this. There was a course of cycling.
And Sean Kelly.
Sean Kelly. Yeah. Oh, you know when Chuck Norris goes to bed, right?
Yeah.
He wears Sean Kelly pajamas. You know that,
is
don't
he,
you?
Of the two kind of famous Irish cyclists.
Yeah.
Who? Because I obviously
Sean
wouldn't know,
Kelly's the legend.
As I say, in regard to cycling. But what would be
who'd Sean
be,
Kelly?
He'd be the king of
undoubtedly
it.
So. Right. He has, you know, your the cycling CV is called your Palomares, right?
Right.
And he has like the third most impressive Palomares in the history of the sport.
Wow.
Because he won so many one day classics, and that's what
but
you do most.
Is he not overshadowed a bit by Stephen Rose?
Because he did the triple.
Yeah.
And like that's like, you know, that's like, you know, like George Best never won a World Cup.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he was damn sight better than a lot of players that won a World Cup.
Exactly.
You know, and, and not to take away from Stephen Roach.
In the same way that Messi doesn't get the kind of adulation in Argentina that Maradona did.
Yeah, exactly like you that, know? Yeah.
And Messi may be the greatest player to ever grace the planet.
So there you
ever.
Go. Yeah. Now, in fairness, you can't take away. Stephen Roach won the triple crown, right?
Yeah.
And only one other person's ever done that. But when you add up all the classics and the bits and pieces, and Sean Kelly was just this unbelievable beast that came rolling
that
out of Ireland.
Such a small nation could produce two people in a
relatively the same time.
Yeah, and in a relatively kind of, you know, minor sport, kind of, you know, from an Irish perspective.
From an Irish, yeah, definitely,
you know.
Yeah.
And it's a shame it had to be cycling. But anyway.
Unbelievable. Look, be careful out there. Tell you, if you've been on your bike, you may need to use it if this fella's following you.
Anyway, the great Sean Kelly.
Oh, he built to absorb pain. That's it. He's just unbelievable. Yeah. The pain sponge, Kelly. I'm going to say, oh, jeepers, this is hard. He's around the same age as the other two, isn't he?
He's a smidgen older.
63.
Yes!
Oh, come on, we're in it. Woo! We're in it.
We have to get rid of that music because it
means we're at the races.
This is it now.
Can I do a Stephen Roach?
This is it. Can it be a triple? We'll have to find out. Right, here we go. Okay, so who have we got? Two left. Unfortunately, they're moving away from sports, right? We're moving into the entertainment world.
Ah, you did that on purpose.
But, no, they're huge names in the entertainment world.
I don't know like, anything about them.
You do. Everybody knows
this is
something.
Why you hit me with that chessy Egypt from yesterday.
Bob Dylan. Now, come on. Is there a bigger name?
Why
does the sweet heart like you do and in a dump like this? Yeah.
Nobel Peace Prize for Literature. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Lay us have home, baby.
Jeez.
I mean, seriously. I'm thinking of putting in for it myself next year.
You should do.
Do you know what I mean?
You should do.
Yeah. What age is he, though? He's 78. Yeah! Get in! Are you there?
Yes.
Ah, Matthew Michael. That's 2 days. 2 days. Smelly Brett. And I tell you something. You didn't even get into the film at this time and I still nailed it. Get out of here!
Unbelievable. Yes, he is. 78, Bob Dylan. And the gas thing is, the last one was the one I thought maybe it had a better stab at because it was Elvis's ex-Mrs. Priscilla Presley. What would you have gone for?
I would have gone for 63.
She was 74.
Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Look at that!
Bob
Look
Dylan.
At that.
There's
Look at
a
the
trio
face on
for
him.
You.
Look at that sick face. Look as sick as a parrot. 2 days off, 2 days
so
off.
So Bob Dylan, Packy Bonner, and Sean Kelly have won you a day off,
and
PJ
God,
Gallagher.
I'll tell you something.
My
Take
God.
That. That's my Eric Cantona karate kick in the face to everybody.
There you go. Happy Friday.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Great stuff, Tara. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday, boys.
How are you?
I'm grumpy.
Why? No, what's wrong?
I've got a really sore back.
Oh, that's good news.
I have a really sore back.
Have you?
Oh, he does,
I heard it in the gym the other day,
I think this sounds really lazy then in comparison. I think I did something awkward in my sleep.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Well, from a woman who did
you. To be fair, your sleep might be more active than me in the gym.
Yeah,
I'm not so sure about that. But this from a woman who gave herself whiplash once from sneezing in her own kitchen. So you know, I have form in this regard. Well, yeah, no, I did. Yeah.
You weren't using a swing unattended or anything, were you? You didn't do it like that.
No, just walking across my own kitchen, sneezed and gave myself whiplash.
Oh, my
actual
God.
Whiplash?
No, actual, like, doctor diagnosed whiplash.
So what does that?
I was raging. I couldn't sue anyone. You can't sue yourself walking across the kitchen, can you? Imagine going to compensation court for that. What are you doing? Walking across the kitchen,
claiming on your own insurance.
I shouldn't have been allowed to sneeze unattended in the kitchen without instructions.
Oh, that's mad. So you're are you in pain?
No, like I'm in a lot of pain.
Oh,
yeah.
Fact.
No, I'm in a lot of pain. Like, and it's been going. This is actually day two of it now. I suffered in silence
kept
yesterday.
Quiet yesterday then,
I did, yeah.
Yeah, we suffer in silence, don't we, Tara? We don't like to make a big deal about it.
Oh my God.
we just struggle through. That's all it
is. That's us martyrs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or you could just call us professionals, maybe, Jim.
Professionals is a word. It's not used often around these parts, but I mean, it should be for you and I.
It certainly isn't used around these parts. With good reason.
Anyway, lots of sympathy for me today, lads.
In excess, need you tonight, and Heavy D and the boys ahead of that. And now that it was We Found Love. Right, it's coming up on 13? No, I'll carry the form. 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock this morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on a Feel Good Friday. Hopefully you're in good form. Happy Friday to you folks. A load of people heading off on their jolliers again.
Yeah, off on their jolliers. Of course they are. So it's that season. It's silly season now. Everybody's there. I was going to say getting on boats. I don't think people have done. Well, I suppose the old.
Oh,
French,
I tell you something. There is. Funny you should mention boats. That'll come up shortly. But somebody just on the subject of holidays says texted in and say, "Boys, love Tara to bits and all, but I think she's pulling the wool over your eyes. She's going on holiday again."
Yeah.
Somebody obviously not believing the old back's being put out. Loads of congratulations for you getting your three birthdays.
Thank you very much, everybody.
And Spud and Cork was on to say congratulations to Jim and Mike on winning another day off.
Oh.
Somebody giving out to me saying I may as well be giving you the ages. Who's that?
What are you talking
English
about?
English League.
I guessed every one of them.
English League.
He never gave me even
I did kind of say, look, he's not 50s, in his 60s or whatever. There was a few little nudges.
I don't believe that. That's true. I have no recollection of such a thing. I put it all down to my uncanny ability to decipher the ages of 90s sports stars.
Yeah. Also, Dan in Cork has been on to say, "Hey, Jim, the new slogan for the show should be the award-winning breakfast show and PJ from
Dan in Cork. I knew this was going to start now as soon as Magical Michael got the nomination. I knew it would.
Anyway, here's the thing I was telling you about with the BL boats. Lads, it really is a happy Friday. Driving to Dublin tonight, flying to Barcelona to cruise the Med for a week.
Oh, you flippin' flipper.
From Lennon Limerick.
Oh, you're going to have a great time. Jeepers, I'd love to be doing that.
That's on the list now, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, big time. For
you've
been
that
mad
done.
For it since we went down to that Celebrity Expo or whatever it was called. Remember, we were on it. And they fed us and everything. We weren't allowed to leave.
The Celebrity Eclipse.
Like that one,
the Celebrity Expo.
Yeah. I thought that was what it was called.
That sounds like a brilliant reality TV show.
Yeah,
Celebrity
yeah.
Expos.
Who
we
is?
We throw together on a boat in the middle of the ocean a whole load of exes.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, you're onto something.
Mind you, they do it on
a great
island.
Show that'd be.
What's the current one? Isn't there a current show
Love
that
Island.
Does that? Yeah, and they throw a load of exes into it.
Ah, no, that's... Unless that is Love Island, I don't know. I don't be watching any of these shows. They're not aimed at me. I'm the wrong demographic for that.
Right. Morning, lads. Just starting 15-hour day now. Weather horrible, and I have a barbecue tonight. That's another English Lee. So have we got two English Lees now?
God, blimey, what's going on?
That's unbelievable. Hang on a second, I'll just check out. Sorry. The previous one, the one that was slagging me off for telling you the ages, has just previously been slagging off English Lee.
Oh, there you go. That's all it is. Right, that makes more sense then.
Very strange indeed. Right, what else have we got going on? Morning from Margaret, who was celebrating her birthday yesterday, wasn't she? Hopefully it was a good one for you, in fairness to you. English Ian has been on. There's a photograph of English Ian now.
Where is he? Hold on a minute now.
There he is.
I'm after just going to zip
on the television.
Ah, oh, there he is. Look at him. Yeah. How are you, English Ian? Jeepers, he's not unlike myself.
Yeah, there is a sort of a similarity there.
That's
you
scary. That's me now if I was English.
Yeah. And there's, who's this now?
Come on. Someone going off fishing. Oh my God, look at the amount of gear he has in the back of the car.
Oh, do you know what that is? That's Dan 2.0. That's
look at
nice,
the amount
Dan.
Of gear he has. That's what are you going to catch? What are you going to catch? Who are you going to catch? Basking sharks with the amount of gear he has in the back. Look.
He's like that lad out of Jaws.
He is. We're going to need a bigger boat.
I'll catch a shark.
Yeah.
No. What's he saying that noise?
We'll catch a shark. Look at Captain Birdseye.
What's he say when he's at the back of the room? You know, the whatever. The bloke who, the mad seaman who catches Jaws.
He said, we're going to need a bigger boat.
No, that's Richard Dreyfuss. Or no, that's the other one. That's what's his name?
Oh, jeepers. The shark doesn't talk now. You know, can we get that one out of the way?
Somebody out. What's the actor that does all the singing and everything in it, you know?
That does the singing? Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, shut up. Now you're just being a gobshite.
No, remember that Jaws? Oh, the rhythm of life is a terrible bee. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet.
Anyway, Dan 2.0, have a good day out and about. Magic Mike will be on to you now. He'll be talking about your tackle and everything.
Yeah.
I like the look of your rod there.
He does,
Robert Shaw. Thank you very much, somebody. The character played by Robert Shaw.
Right.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
The fella who sits at the back of the room.
Show me the way to go. Yeah. Home.
Yeah. Yeah. What's his famous line?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
No, it's not. I'm going to have to look it up now.
What do you mean? That's a.
He says, when they're having the town meeting.
Well, he's not at the meeting, though, is he?
He's at the. Tell you what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to just play an ad break and a song, and I'm going to punch the head off PJ Gallagher now.
Gee, that's right, because you don't know what you're talking songs. About.
Yeah, CC Peniston finally here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Happy Friday to you folks. Welcome along, 087-188-0008. And welcome along to, look at this, it's a cast
look
of thousands
at this. Unbelievable. This
we got the Magic Mike and the great Tara Duggan in the studio.
Can I just say, keep it in mind, before we even tell you what we're going to tell you about, that the average age here is creeping upward, right? So now I'm concluding myself in this.
Oh, are
I'm
you?
Including myself in this.
Okay,
so
right.
We have some people in here in their 40s, you know, Mike who looks like he's in his 40s, and then we've Jim around who remembers meeting Sammy Davis Jr. when he was a baby.
If you were listening to us earlier on, you'll know that we were chatting with Sarah just after the 6:30 headlines, and she mentioned, okay, that she'd hurt her back. Okay. Mm. And that maybe she thinks the only thing she can put it down to is that she might have done it in her sleep.
While lying down. In bed on my own.
Okay. Yeah.
On my own.
Actually, good job you threw that. Yeah. Good job you threw that.
Because, there is some workouts you can do at home.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Yeah. So you did something, you woke up. You didn't.
So you could have just turned over.
I think I just turned over. I think literally I just turned over in the middle of the night and have absolutely, completely and utterly screwed up my back.
You're on pills and everything.
Pills and everything. Do you know what? I feel like Bono. I feel like I'm doing a Bono. You know the way Bono has one arm that kind of hangs limply to his side? I'm doing a Bono.
Does he really?
It really does.
Hang on a second.
My right arm
Are we slagging Bono off for some illness or something? Like,
Bono kind of stands slightly sideways.
Yes. Yeah, Bono does look like someone gave him a deadener all the time.
And that's how I feel. I feel like I'm doing a Bono.
So that would be unusual enough, like to literally put your back out while lying down, right? But then Tara revealed that this is, you have form for this.
I do, yes. I a number of years ago, while walking across my own kitchen, sneezed and gave myself whiplash.
Normally it takes a car.
It's like,
in the rear.
Oh my God. It's like, you know, that it's a very dangerous place, the kitchen. But not normally when you're just walking through it. To be
and
fair.
And sneezing.
You know. Yeah. And so A sneeze and actual whiplash.
And I couldn't move. I had to go to the doctor for this one. Like, I needed a GP's help for this one.
X-rays and all that.
Not X-rays, but anti-inflammatories and physio.
Oh my God.
Because I couldn't work. I couldn't move.
So, you can see where this is going, people, right? But if you're a follower of Magic Mike on his social media, you'll notice that Magic Mike had to visit a dentist yesterday.
Yeah.
For an injury which he incurred.
So tell us your unbelievable story.
So at the start of the week, I was doing a bit of gardening work.
Right.
And I was starving afterwards. My wife had a lovely bowl of spaghetti ready for me.
Spaghetti, yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful pasta.
Hoovered it up, right? Okay. Far too fast. I can't explain exactly what happened, But somehow my brain and my mouth didn't work together.
Trust me, I work for PJ. I know that happens.
And I chop my spaghetti up like a weirdo, so I sort of shove it in. Do you do that as well?
Yeah, I do that too.
I'm not one of these sucky weirdos.
No, chopping into little bits and scoop.
You know, we're not four, mate.
So anyway, the fork didn't fully pull out, and I bit down so hard on the fork that I chipped two of my teeth. So I chipped my front tooth.
Eating spaghetti, arguably one of the softest food ever.
Spaghetti, like a bolognese. He's the only man who can actually chip his teeth with spaghetti in his mouth. Yeah.
So I chipped my front tooth, and then I fractured like the bottom tooth underneath that front tooth.
So we've had teeth broken while eating spaghetti.
Yeah.
We've had whiplash incurred while sneezing. And of course, we can't let this whole conversation
go without remembering...
arguably the greatest injury in the history.
Okay, there's no need to make a big noise about the whole thing. It was just something that I was very young, and it was the fashion at the time to tighten your laces as tight as you could get them. You know, so the two sides of the boot were me. You know, the runner boots in the day.
Okay.
So I was pulling them, and my lace snapped. And yet I may have broken my nose with the impact, yeah.
With your own fist.
Yeah, my own fist. The lace snapped and I hit myself right in the face. All I could remember was the lace was hanging out of my hand and blood was running down my face. And I was like, what? And I went down to my ma, I was there holding the lace. And she was like, I'm after hurting myself. I don't know what she thought. I was in the matter getting an x-ray on my head. Or not an x-ray. They do this sort of feely thingy, you know, on your face.
So you punched yourself in the face.
So hard I broke my own nose.
You broke your own nose. Brilliant.
I tell you, it was shocking.
Brilliant.
I think I held on to that lace for about 3 days out of pure shock.
So you can see the gathering I have here, people of Ireland. So this is what we're dealing with. How this show gets to air every day, I don't really know. But listen, if you can rival that, can we stick a mug up for something for this boy, maybe, or whatever?
Yeah, mug, ugly mug.
That'd be okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, stick a mug. If you can rival any of that, either teeth broken while eating spaghetti.
Can we just say, Jim McCabe now has a bad back at the moment because he pulled open a heavy door going into the gym.
That's a vicious rumour.
Yeah.
So if you can rival
Jim was
any
on
of
his
that.
Runners and, he, and you're, oh,
see
geez.
This. See this. Trying to drag me in just because I got a man's injury doing man's work in the gym. You know, so it's not easy posing and taking a selfie at the same time. Right, so let us know, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, if you've incurred an injury in the most bizarre form possible. Yeah. That's really what
as
it's
long
all
as you
about.
Felt stupid after, that's probably what we're looking for.
That's
yeah.
really it, yeah. Yeah, that's stupid injuries.
Yes, yeah. You deserve an ugly mug for doing something stupid.
Yeah, Brian Adams, Can't Stop This Thing We Started here at Classic Hits, 7:21, happy Friday. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And I have to say, my God, the texts are absolutely flying. WhatsApps are flying in on 087-188-0008. It turns out that Mike and Tara and PJ, they're not alone in incurring their ridiculous injuries.
Unbelievable, yeah. There's loads of them there.
We've stuff that could well rival Mike breaking his teeth on spaghetti.
Or Tara managing to be more active in her sleep.
Whiplash from a sneeze. Or even PJ Gallagher punching himself in the face and breaking his own nose.
Yeah. That was a proper
break. While tying his shoelaces.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep them coming
That's
in.
That's not even my worst one.
We've got at least one, let's say, ugly mug up for grabs today. So 087-188-0008. And don't forget as well, also on the way is the hit bit. We'll have you let you have a little listen to the hit bit, but classichits.ie if you want to check it out at the moment and see the previous guesses, because we're playing for, it must be close to 900 quid now, PJ, is it?
It's 890 quid. Yeah, look, let's do it, sure, why not? Throw in a fiver each. Generous old sods that we are. So 900 quid this morning on the hit bit, yeah.
Whitney Houston, How Will I Know here at Classic Hits. It's 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock. You're waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Happy Friday to you. Friday 24th of May. And loads and loads of stuff in to get through on your bizarre injuries. This started because, well, a couple of things. Magic Mike literally chipped his own teeth while eating spaghetti the other day.
Yeah, the softest food.
Full dentist visit.
That's a proper pensioner's injury now, that is. You know what I mean? Yeah, for a man that plays football and glorifies himself for being a little bit active and all.
Yeah.
We're
going to have to start liquidising Magic Mike's food.
I think we will, yeah. We're going to have to start blending his water at this stage.
Tara gave herself whiplash while sneezing. Actually, that was a previous one. The current one is she gave herself a bad back while turning over. Lying down.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Right, and of course, the King of Kings, literally breaking his own nose while tying his shoelace. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one and only PJ Gallagher.
That was ages ago, though.
So we were wondering whether you had any kind of injuries that had happened in very, you know, let's face it, ridiculous circumstances, mildly embarrassing circumstances. And we said we'd stick an ugly mug up for grabs. Like Judith, who texted in to say she broke her toe when she fell down the toilet.
Jeepers, I mean, honestly, God, what did she kick?
What were you doing?
Falling down the toilet, I understand, right? Because it just takes, you know, so that's maybe in the dark, a misplaced toilet seat, or, you know, it's up when you think it's down or some sort of carry on. You know what I mean? You can fall down the toilet. There's a million ways to
fall. Are you talking about when you're trying to sit on it or something? Or
yeah, well, I presume she was trying to sit in it. She wasn't just walking around the rim of it. What? Yeah, she obviously hit it off the sink or something.
I assume she was trying to stand on it for some reason. Maybe change a bulb or something. Her foot went in. No?
Jeebus, I'm hoping she's not that mad. I thought she went to sit on it. Maybe the seat wasn't there. And then she had like a backflip into it while her toe smacked off the sink or something like that. That's what I was imagining. I don't know.
Anyway, what else we got? Morning, lads. I dislocated my shoulder putting on a jacket. Which was a bit tight.
Oh, for God's sake.
Gary and Dunleary. Oh, that's unbelievable.
That is, yo, that reminds me, you know, I like, one time, I never told you this one. I was sitting down eating my dinner, right?
Right.
And a fly was flying around me, right? Yeah. The other way, you'd be like, well, off, you know, yeah. Flipping your hand around. Way!
To wave the fly off, yeah, yeah.
And I kind of half had me leg, like, you know, crossed. You know that way?
Right.
You know the way you'd be trying, like, I wasn't eating at the table, you know, you'd be
yeah,
trying
yeah,
to,
yeah, yeah. So I was balancing
like,
a bit.
Right, and then it landed just underneath, just over where my ankle is. Like, right. I was there, right. So I got me, I forgot I was holding a knife, basically. And I went to swat the fly, and I cut my ankle out with the knife.
Bizarre.
I was agitated, do you know what I mean? I just went, back off, I thought, and then the knife, the edge of it, I hit myself right in the ankle with it.
You're not actually alone in that regard.
Really?
There's a text in here I'll get to in just a second that'll make you feel a bit better. Seamus was on, said, I once fractured my foot and broke two toes while chasing my dog around the kitchen. I was playing and kicked the island unit barefoot.
Oh, jeez, I can feel the... That's going to make me talk like this now for ages.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody knocked themselves out with their own hammer and then says, do not mention my name. Don't worry about it, James. We'll say nothing.
We won't do that.
Yeah. What else have we got here? There, this is the one I was thinking of for you, PJ. I stabbed myself in the arm while buttering toast with a steak knife. Says Greg in Ballinasloe.
Buttering toast.
Yeah, and actually he suffers from the Magic Mike syndrome as well. Because he says, I smashed a back tooth while eating soggy bran flakes.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's like you.
How do you do that?
Soggy bran flakes of all things. Then you have to deal with the old blowing off after bran flakes. You ever eat bran flakes? I used to eat bran flakes a lot.
I thought bran flakes were nice.
They are nice, but there's too much fibre. The body can't process it. Honest to God. You're walking around like a... Like, it's like fireworks inside you for a long time.
I don't know if this counts, but I was once knocked out by a schlitter while refereeing an under 12 hurling game. I love that. I love that.
Oh, that's great. There's some poke on them 12 year olds.
Well, look at this. Good. My God, Antoinette and Ballinasloe. Been to the dentist, given a clean bill of health. I popped into Lidl to get a bit of shopping, decided to treat myself to a croissant, and I managed to break one of my teeth.
On a croissant?
On a croissant. Cost her €400 so far to try and fix it.
How do you break your tooth? We need more to that story. How Absolutely. Did you break your tooth on a croissant? There must have been something. Was there something in it?
Look at this. Do you believe this, Dave in Galway? I once lit a fart for party entertainment in my pyjamas. They caught fire. Nearly burnt the leg off myself.
That actually reads like somebody messing around in a really posh thing. I once lit a fart for party entertainment in my pyjamas. Who's ever written a sentence like that before? That's an incredible sentence. Oh. Party entertainment in my pyjamas.
I stabbed myself in the eye with a plant whilst eating baked beans. I was only 11.
Actually, he cut his eyeball.
Wait a second.
He actually cut his eyeball.
Yeah,
look.
But wait a second. I stabbed myself in the eye with a plant.
While eating baked beans.
Yeah, is there meant to be a connection there?
Maybe he was walking around. I've done stuff like that, Joey. You know, you can stick things in your eye without noticing. You really can.
Wow. Dan in Cork, who, let's face it, based on the stick he gives us, deserves everything he gets. But he says that he was walking home from the boozer one night, dying for a little bit of a wee, jumped into a field.
Oh no!
To do what he needed to do, and ended up doing what he needed to do on an electric fence.
Oh my japers! Oh, like Mike Tyson hit him in the stones. Oh my God! What a knockout!
Right. What's this? I got stung by a wasp on my ankle. For some reason, I just slammed my foot to the ground and ended up spraying my ankle. Brilliant. That's what's known as adding insult to injury, Spud and Cork.
I don't know why that one's making me laugh more than the rest of them.
Anyway, there's loads of them in. We're going to sift through them all, right? And we'll hand out at least one ugly mug through the course of the morning. So 087-188-0008. If you've injured yourself in the most stupid way possible, we want to know about it this morning.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit! Hit bit! It is €890 this morning, apparently. No, says we. Not a hole. It's a fistful of fivers this morning, so we're going to do €900 is what we're going to do.
Fabulous Friday.
Absolute. Fabulous Friday. Yeah. A fabulous Friday.
A fiver on your fabulous Friday.
More fivers on your fabulous Friday. Well, it's going to be €900. And it all sounds like this. And if you can tell us what it is, we'll give it to you. So there you go. Teresa O'Connor is going to play four. She's in Limerick. How are you, Teresa?
Hi, how are you doing?
Not too bad at all. Thanks very much.
Happy Friday, Teresa.
And to you too.
What's your weekend plans ahead?
We are going to Dunmore East.
Dunmore. Oh, very nice. Right, yeah. Heading coastal.
Yes, very nice down there.
Right, well, you know, something. Let's try and give you a bit of spending money. You got £900 if you can get this right, Teresa. What do you think it is?
Garth Brooks against the grain.
Against the Grain, Garrett Brooks.
God, I don't know that tune, actually.
Mm.
Against the Grain, is that what it's called?
Teresa.
Yeah. Right.
It's not right, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
But as I say to everyone, have a go tomorrow. But then again,
okay.
If tomorrow never comes, just have a go the next day.
Okay, thank you.
Happy Friday. Enjoy Dunmore East, Teresa. Good talking to you. Have a good day. Cheers.
Bye.
See you, Teresa. Take care. Right, so Emma is in Galway. Emma McNulty. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
How are you getting on today, Emma?
Good.
Have you any big weekend plans ahead or anything?
Nothing too exciting. Just a friend coming to visit.
Oh, right. That's exciting. Do you not particularly like that friend?
How do I do?
Oh, grand. Okay, yeah. No, just because I thought it might have been a PJ thing. Yeah, no, it's a really bad weekend. A number of my friends are coming to see me.
Oh, well, at least, hopefully we can move your friend on out of the house nice and quick.
Yeah.
Gone by Sunday morning.
Let's try and win his fare home.
What do you reckon then, Emma? What do you think it is?
NSYNC, No Strings Attached.
NSYNC, right.
God, another tune I don't know either. Do you know that one, PJ?
Well, I know. I'm pretending I do, because I don't want another DJ Casper affair like we had earlier on.
We don't embarrass ourselves there. Yeah,
Emma.
The young music. The NSYNC and all.
No, NSYNC's hardly young now. They're about 20 years ago, aren't they, at this stage?
Probably.
Well, yeah, we're still going.
Anyway, Emma, it's not right, but thanks for the call. Bye.
It's great, yeah. You see, if we were bigger in singles,
see, Emma got the joke. That's what's important.
That's the most important.
Yeah, us
Emma,
two
happy Friday to you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, lads.
See you, Emma. Have a great one. And hopefully get rid of that friend nice and snappy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get them out of the house. Right, so it's not NSYNC, No Strings Attached. It's not Garth Brooks Against the Grain.
No, but whatever it is, Damien Farrelly will give you a shot at it at 20 to 5.
For
so you
a
can
measly
have a go with
€890.
Jeebers, I mean,
we should put the emotional pressure on Damo to shell out a tenner.
Come on, Damo, shell out that tenner. We know you like it. You'll only be spending it on those packets of spuddies and ham sandwiches. Yeah, that's what he's into.
Yeah,
you should see Damien eat the spuddies. That's pretty. I never even heard of spuddy crisps until he brought them in here. Anyway, 20 to 5, you can have a go with him.
Yeah, Robin S and Show Me Love here at Classic Hits. 9 minutes past 8. Happy Friday. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And thank you very much for all of the WhatsApps that came in with the ridiculous injuries you sustained in embarrassing and kind of slightly
ridiculous
stupid
ways. Yeah.
And even if we don't get to read them all out, they're all in with a chance to win the ugly mug. But there's been some belters. Somebody says their husband walked into the bathroom, fell onto the toilet, and broke his ribs.
Oh my God!
Somebody else, Cat in Limerick, says I tore ligaments in my knee and my hip while watching a football match. Literally, yeah. She said she jumped out of the way of the ball, fell, ambulance had to be called, and they had to call off the match.
Oh my God. Somebody, the embarrassment.
Somebody put their back out getting socks over a drawer, and an afternoon.
And wasn't there someone that like broke a rib in the car because they were reaching back for a newspaper in the back
newspaper.
Seat?
Yeah, and they broke their rib off the centre
arrest. Off the
handrest
thing.
One of the best ones that came in, though, is somebody texted in to say that they broke their collarbone doing one of those, you know, those trust exercises.
Oh, you know? You're joking. Yeah, where you have to go, you close your eyes and fall backwards.
Yeah, and believe that I will catch you.
There's a lesson in never to trust anyone. If ever there's been a lesson in that you can't trust anyone in your life, those trust exercises are literally it, aren't they?
That is mad. Okay, anyway, look, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. If you want to send your particular one in, if you injured yourself in a particularly stupid way, following on from the exploits of our own Magic Mike and Tara, and indeed the great PJ Gallagher.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, the great.
It's going to take some
guy,
topping.
The only man here who stabbed himself with a steak knife trying to kill a fly. But anyway, to move swiftly on from my embarrassing conduct, there's this site called Reddit. You might not know it, or you may not know it. It's called Reddit, right? I think its headquarters are moving to Ireland actually quite soon. And it's sort of, you get an awful lot of sort of really general sort of conversations up there about anything and everything, right?
Right.
But they've reached out onto a good one. So they were asking about what to look out for in restaurants, how to know if you're in a good restaurant or a bad restaurant, you know, just by walking in. And a lot of the chefs have come onto this thread on Reddit, and they're giving us great tips,
right,
so that we know what sort of an establishment we're in and whether to expect good food or bad food. And I have to say, I'm kind of into it. So they say the first thing you need to look out for is the decor,
right?
So you walk in, and if there's carpet, walk away. Turn around and walk out if there's carpet in the restaurant.
Right, so there should never be carpet in your restaurant.
No, smelly, dirty, horrible, stinky, mangy, awful, tacky stuff.
Even if it's brand new.
Even if it's brand new. Do you know why, actually? And there you go. That's a good point. So one of the lads says, carpet, it might be quieter. It might, you know, it doesn't get, it's slippy, obviously.
Right.
But saying it's absolutely disgusting. And even if you see new carpet, one chef said he was there when they used to replace the carpets, right?
Right.
So when the old carpet went out, the stanky, dirty, filthy horribleness of it, it was so bad that when they just put new carpet in, it was just a matter of weeks before it was back
before
to being dirt. Yeah.
Wow.
So saying, so I'm vacuuming only goes so far. Or vacuuming. Hear me sound like an American. Hoovering. Vacuuming. Who in Ireland says vacuuming?
Carpet has a sort of a bad name now, doesn't it?
It does,
you don't see
yeah.
carpet much anymore.
No, do you remember in the 80s and all when you'd be in your, like you'd have it in the toilet?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It was actually, and people wouldn't want to change it because your feet would be cold going to the toilet in the middle of the night.
Oh my God.
Can you think of anything more disgusting now? We flying all over the place, collecting. Disgusting. Absolutely
so no
disgusting.
Carpet in your restaurant.
Yeah. If you wouldn't have it in your Jacks, you shouldn't have it in your restaurant, right? And then the other one is, we'll look at the menu. And if the menu itself, you know, that they hand you is dirty.
You're not talking about necessarily the stuff that's on the menu is in the food
no,
listings.
No, the physical thing you
the
hold in your hand.
The actual book or
yeah.
whatever
so
it is.
So before you even read it, have a look around it, right?
Yeah.
Have a little bit of a, oh, what's going on here? And if that's dirty, walk away. Because they say the menu, if they don't clean the menu, there's a pretty good idea they don't clean that.
Wow.
Right? So if your menu's not
that
clean,
is a good
your
tip.
Kitchen's not clean,
so if
your
you,
staff
if you get handed
probably
the menu
clean.
And the menu's a bit tacky, a
mangy,
bit sticky
tacky,
or anything.
Sticky. Get out.
Wow.
Out.
That's a good shout.
It is a good shout, isn't
yeah.
it? If you're probably not even washing their hands, chef's probably rubbing your muffin in his hair. You know what I mean? He's probably doing all of that sort of thing. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, doing snot rockets into the soup. You know what I mean? Disgusting.
You know there is a time when you can actually stop. You know, like, you don't always have to go fully over the line.
I didn't realise it is.
Snot rockets in the... Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, that's... I'm warning you. You know, you think you're there. What's that? A crouton.
Okay, I went too far. I went too
right,
far.
Right,
moving on.
Right, see, here, the other thing, the food itself is important, right? So you ask yourself, you have to ask, so if you're into seafood, which I am, right? Now, I'm not into oysters because they do taste like snot rockets, right? But if you ask them where the oysters come from, ask them where the oysters come from, and if they don't know, don't get them. And in fact,
and if they say the fridge,
if they say the chef's nose, yeah, you know, if they say the fridge, yeah, forget
get out,
about it.
Just get out of there.
And that goes for all seafood, apparently.
So they have to be able to say, these are Dublin Bay, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Or they, yeah, these are, I don't know what you do with an oyster. You hatch an oyster. They were hatched by a Whale and Galway, or what, you know, they have to know that. If they don't know it, they don't know it. Right? That's a good tip there. So, also, the size of the menu. If it's a one pager, right?
Yeah.
Pretty good idea that there's very well hand selected chef's ideas that he specialises in. Very good, right?
Oh.
It's a good sign. But if it's one of these, you know, when you're on holiday and you go, should we get something? And, your man gives you essentially
the Book of Kells.
The Bible. Jeez, David. Well, and you might be thinking,
the
untrained eye, like mine, would be going, jeez, you can get out in here.
I have to say, I'd
Chinese
fall for that
and
as well.
A pizza, right?
I'd fall for that as well.
Yeah.
I would think it was a great, like a restaurant to be. Oh my God, look at this selection.
No.
Look at that. Oh my God. Look, that's fantastic.
But yeah, unfortunately.
But of course, yeah.
The less the better. And that means it's all frozen.
A mile wide and an inch deep, as Andy Bad News always says about something. I can't remember what he says about.
Is that what he orders in a restaurant?
I think that's what
it is. I don't care what it is. Just make it a mile wide and an inch deep.
I think that's how he orders his pizza. Yeah. I want a mile wide and an inch deep.
Well, what'd you like on it? Except for them oysters. I heard where the chef gets them. Right, so there you go. So
wow,
it's all
so,
it's,
so a single page, which you might look down your nose at. But you'd stop saying nose. You might be kind of like put off by thinking, oh my God, that's all they do. Like there's four of them and six of them, and that's your
much
lot.
Higher.
That's a better sign.
Much better, apparently. Much
wow.
better. Yeah, yeah, much better. And they do say that like if it comes too fast as well, it's probably frozen. But let's be honest, sometimes you just want bad, quick food.
In fairness, you're
you know what I mean?
You know your story about a particular well-known brand name.
Wetherspoons. Yeah, you know Wetherspoons.
Well, great. Thanks very much.
But
here's
know,
me trying to consider the potential legal ramifications.
Right. I'm not... Oh, God. Neil Mike's telling me to shut up. Well, I'll tell you something, right? I'm suspicious of it. I'm not saying I'm bad of it. I'm suspicious of it. Right? That's
right.
What I'm saying. When you can get your food delivered quicker than your drink. You right? You know when you go in, you say, I'm going to have the burger and chips.
It's just exceptionally good service.
Yeah, I'm going to have the burger and chips. And he goes, right there, that's your burger and chips. I'll be over to you in a minute with the drink. That's unbelievable, right?
Yeah, especially when you've ordered it with something missing. It. Yeah, by the way, I don't want any tomato or anything. That's no problem. There is there.
There it is there, yeah. How would you do that? None of your business. Now, what did you want to drink again? I'll have to change the keg. I've got to finish the food.
Take that and Lulu, relight my fire here at Classic Hits, 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. And if you're heading into work, thanks a million for joining us. If you don't have a job to go to, well, listen, Uncle PJ and Uncle Jim may be about to help. Because if there's a job interview on the horizon,
yeah,
we are about to give you a piece of information that could easily be overlooked.
Well, I tell you, this is the survey of the day today, right? And the new research has suggested, the colours we should wear to different occasions, really, right? But
right.
Primarily a job interview is what they're hanging this off, right?
Okay.
So you're going to a new job interview. So let's ask Jim McCabe the question.
Right.
You're going to a new job interview, right?
Yeah.
Let's say these flutes over in New York, right? They're going, Jim McCabe, who won the Comedy Award so undeservedly.
Oh, right? they threw in so undeservedly,
yeah,
did
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, because they would say that.
You know, that guy that works with the real comedian, but he actually wins the awards. You know, that guy, I want him. Because he's going to get the job done, right?
That guy is an awards magnet.
Right?
He may have no talent, but he's an awards magnet.
Yeah, but he can win awards all around him, even against the guys who actually do it for a living, right? If you do it all right. So let's say something. Right, so they call you up and then they say, come on over to New York, right? Big gig.
Yeah.
Millions and millions and millions of listeners. What colour are you going to wear? What are you going to dress like?
What colour am I going to wear?
Yeah, it's a big question, yeah.
Wow, that's, yeah. You see, because radio is a weird thing, because like anything goes in radio. You could show up wearing a pink flamenco dress.
That's not on the list, actually, amazingly, yeah.
But no, I would probably, my instinctive go-to colour would be probably some shade of blue, like a navy or something like that.
Right. Good to know that he wouldn't get that job then, thankfully, right?
Oh.
So there you go. Well, I don't
Great.
Know. But they do say, right, so 43% of lads going for jobs, right?
Right.
And 43% of the people who go for jobs and get them successfully wear black. Believe it or not, black, yeah.
That's
now, I'm
the
presuming
way to go.
That's a lad in a suit, is it? Is someone getting all dicky dolled up, is it? I don't know.
Maybe it's the Steve Jobs look.
Maybe that's it.
The Audi driver look.
Yeah, it's the blank canvas, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can be anything.
Yes.
Look at me in my blackness, my darkness, my...
What would you like me
empty
to
empty canvas yeah. ready
where,
to be...
Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Where do you see me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you don't. It's your interview. You tell us.
Yeah, well,
yeah. But do I tell you, or do I work for you?
Yeah. When you start paying me, I'll start telling you the answers to everything.
Yeah, so black apparently is the big winner.
Black. Well,
but this is only for lads now. It changes, right? This is with lads, right? Okay. So lads, they wear black. It seems nailing a job interview, that's the power colour that you wear in. It's sort of, like I said, actually, they do mention this kind of the blank canvas thing. For women, though, red. Red is the one that they say makes you feel special. I don't know about that now.
Red seems slightly... You know, I suppose it depends on the nature of the job, but it's just, if you're going to work in an undertaker's or something, what does it mean?
Yeah, being a bit mad, turning up, you know, smoking a cigarette in a big scarlet dress, perfect for that job.
Looking like Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Walking into, you know, I'm here for the undertaker's job.
It is a bit like that, and that also transfers right over into...
Mind you, that might actually work.
It might, but it transfers into dating as well. And the same two colours are steadfastly in the lead. So red for women and black for lads when it's going on a date, a first date too.
Right.
So whatever that says about us, I suppose a date is effectively a job interview of sorts.
I always associate
you're auditioning
black with
just, for the role, you know, of a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Trying to make yourself look a bit slimmer. Wear black.
Yeah, wear black, yeah. You're going, are you wearing tights? What about it? It's just, are they not very tight?
Yeah.
And why are they from your neck?
Because I had a pizza last night and I feel a bit weird.
Yeah.
I'll try to make a good impression.
Yeah, I know.
So black is the go-to. I'm such a surprise by that.
Now, here's the other thing as well.
It's a classic, though, I suppose.
Just damaged yourself, right? This is what I think is a bit peculiar, right? You just damaged yourself in the gym.
Yeah.
Right?
Did me back in, yeah.
Now, there's a colour for the gym as well.
Right.
If you want to have the most fun, right? So if you want to have the most fun in the gym, although who goes to the gym to have fun? And who would go, and they say the colour to wear would be silver.
Silver?
Can you imagine? Can you actually imagine turning up your local gym, right? Jim McCabe, right? Builds up in a silver jumpsuit and a headband. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here to do me, I'm here for the classes, right? I'm here for me body pump. They'd all be there. Get the Gardaí now.
What time is Ass Blast on it?
Yeah. Ass Blast. Imagine. In fairness, I think they're onto something. You'd definitely be having fun. It's going to end in an arrest.
You're certainly not going to do any work.
No.
Silver.
You'd be just frolicking. I'd be frolicking around the vending machine. Woohoo! Oat bars. And be silver gear.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Is there other colours?
The blue says is the most motivational colour. So if you're sort of wearing blue to the gym, you're more likely to put in a hard workout.
Wow.
Whatever it is about blue, I don't know why. 77.
That's actually today, yeah. I'll be in the gym today wearing blue. Ironically,
will you?
Blue and navy, yeah.
Well, there you go. His back is, if you think his back is bad, they went to see him Monday morning. He'd be like the Hunchback in Notre Dame coming in there on Monday morning. It also says that 76% of us don't realise the colour. That what effect on our moods colour can have. 76%.
Right.
We don't realise. So we're just getting into clothes, right? Willy nilly in the day. And we're putting them on, all these random colours, walking around to all these different events, wearing inappropriate colours for our mood and maybe not using it to our maximum effectiveness.
So we're in this padded cell here.
Yeah.
And it's all red. Right, everything's red on the walls.
So what
does that kind of, what's that doing to our mood?
Pretty bad, actually. For example, right, the world over has agreed, listening to this,
Andy Bad News.
Right, Andy Bad News. The colour red tends to be associated with strong emotions, such as anger and passion. Right?
See, that's what's
one
happening
with you. One of them describes me and one of them describes Jim. We're trying to figure out which one it is.
That's what's happening with you. That's why you go on your, you know, when you go on your soapbox thing and you do a big rant about things.
Is that what
it's
it
obviously
is?
It's the colour of the walls getting in on you.
Well, it says red is the colour of blood with obvious associations with anger and violence and tends to be become flushed red when they're angry and excited. However, other colours, yeah, whatever. It says other colours vary wildly. Of course they do. They're different colours.
Yeah.
But there you go. Yeah, so that's it. So that's why we're going on rants.
So what do we need on the walls
getting
for
all
you?
Upset. That's why he's always slagging me and all. Mike, I think we should report him.
Yeah. I wonder what else we could put on the walls for you then. Apart from more padding, obviously.
Seriously. We should paint your head yellow, mate.
For the weekend with Trina Mara. The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
with Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
This is it. Last chance to win yourself a paintball package for up to 10 people of 8 to 15 years of age at Extreme Sports Centre in Cork. Packed with action, exhilaration and adrenaline, you can book your extreme day at extremesportscork.com. This time around, the group get to enjoy a round of paintball with 300 paintballs per person. You get a party room afterwards with lots of food and drink as well. It's located in the marina on the banks of the River Lee there, and it offers the best in indoor extreme sports. All sorts of occasions, whether it's a birthday party, confirmations, it could be a corporate thing, corporate packages, team building exercises, maybe even hens or stags. They offer all sorts of stuff. Airsoft, paintball, target shooting, laser combat. All of the information on their website, extremesportscork.com.
And there you go. So Tim Smith on Monday got 12, and he's been holding out there in a good spot ever since then. Mm. But it is Friday now, and Stephen Hayes in Cork is going to give him a run for his money, we hope. Hey, Stephen.
How's it going, guys?
All good, Stephen. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday, boys. The weekend is coming.
It's What's here, in store yeah. for you? What's in store?
Spend quality time with my two daughters.
Ah, lovely. Good stuff. Yeah, nice way to spend the weekend. Yeah. Let's hope you get some weather for it as well. Although I think it's going to be all right, is it? I hope so. I think so.
Is it right. Well, then that's all Optimism. That matters. As long as you hope so and think so.
There you go. And the weather today from Classic Hits is, I hope so, I think so, it should be. There you go.
Love it. Right, Stephen, the very best of luck. We got 60 seconds to try and get you to the score of 13. You ready to do it?
Yep.
Here we go.
What type of animal is Scooby-Doo?
Dog.
See, Serena and Venus Williams are famous for playing what?
Tennis.
Shanghai is a city in what country?
China.
What animal do insomniacs traditionally count when trying to fall asleep?
Sheep.
Which chemical element has the symbol AG?
Silver.
Yeah, if you ordered escargot at a restaurant, what would you get?
Nails.
Which sport was featured in the TV series Pot Black?
Snooker.
Which blue cartoon characters are described as being three apples tall?
Smurf.
On which continent did the poncho originate?
Europe.
It's South America. Zurich is the largest city in what country?
Switzerland.
In 1995, Robbie Williams left what band? In Test cricket, what's the name of the trophy played for between England and Australia? It's at the Ashes. In which novel by C.S. Lewis do the characters Aslan and Mr. Tumnus appear?
Pass.
It's the line of Witch of the Wardrobe. Which religious leader is protected by a unit known as the Swiss Guard?
Pope.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the U.S. address of what? Yeah, that's the one. That's well, the one.
Right, this could be close, although there was it's the delays. It's the little sometimes. Delays. It's
I said fair play to Stephen, even cutting me off when he had loads of time with the question on the last one. Stephen's a hungry man for this. I hope he does well.
Right, okay, let's see what the count is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Ah, no! No, not a Friday.
Let me just do another quick check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah.
Oh!
That's a shame. And it was it was just a couple. The one about the Ashes, the one about the line, the Witch in the Wardrobe. They were the ones really that messed you
so
up.
So close. So it doesn't get closer. Literally, it doesn't get closer. That's sorry about that, Stephen.
That's
great
a
great run.
Yeah. Okay, listen, guys, thanks for playing. Happy Friday anyway, Stephen.
Happy Friday, guys.
Take care, man.